There's a very interesting Gemara that's found towards the end of Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezra tiken lehen liYisrael. Ezra enacted that Klal Yisrael should read the Teuchacha that's recorded in Parshas Buchakoisai right before Shavuos. Esher b'mishnei Torah, koidem Rosh Hashanah. And the Teuchacha that's recorded in Parshas Kisavoy right before Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara asks, my timer. What's the reason for this? Amar Abaya, G'day Shetichle Hashanah V'Kiloseha. In order that the year may conclude together with its curses, we should get rid of all the kolos right before we start the new year. And the Gemara asks, granted with regard to the kolos that are read before Rosh Hashanah, we understand that, because Rosh Hashanah is clearly the beginning of a new year. But why do we read the kolos of Parshas Buchakoisai before Shavuos? Does Shavuos start a new year? And the Gemara answers, and yes indeed, Atzeres Name Rosh Hashanah Hi. Shavuos is also a new year. And the question is, since when is Shavuos considered another Rosh Hashanah? We don't blow the shofar on Shavuos. We don't wish our friends Lashana Toiva. We don't dip our challah into honey on Shavuos. So what does the Gemara mean? Atzeres Name Rosh Hashanah Hi. And perhaps the idea is, it is said that the Hasidic Rebbes used to say that Shavuos is an even greater Yom HaDin than Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, a person is judged on Gashmias. How many material possessions they will acquire. How much wealth they will accumulate over the coming year. Miya Ani, Miya Asher. Who will be impoverished? Who will make it onto the Forbes 500 list? However, on Shavuos, it's our Yom HaDin and Ruchnias. On Shavuos, it's decreed how many Madregas in Torah we will acquire. Havanas HaTorah. How many levels of understanding Torah we will achieve this upcoming year? They said, on Rosh Hashanah, a few dollars up, a few dollars down, a shtickle bright mare, a shtickle bright vinegar. But Torah? Kihim chayenu. This is eternal life. Now we understand the significance of Shavuos. That's why the Gemara says, Atzeres name Rosh Hashanah hi. They say the Stipler Gaon, the father of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, often served as Sandik at Brisim. He traveled all over Eretz Yisrael to take the kibbud of Sandikas. Being a Sandik, as we know, is a school of Hashiris. It's an honor that is associated with becoming wealthy. Someone once asked the Stipler, you served as the Sandik for thousands of Brisim, and I look around your home and I can't discern any evidence of great wealth. What happened to the promise of Hashiris? And the Stipler answered them with two words, Man Chayimel. What he meant to say is, I consider myself extremely wealthy because I have my Chaimel, referring to his venerable son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, later to become the undisputed Gadol HaDor of our generation. But Torah was not just given to a select few. Torah belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. We were all there by Matan Torah. We ask Hashem every day, V'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha. There are 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael, and there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. Every Yid has a unique letter, a special portion in Torah that corresponds to their neshama. Every person must realize their unique chelik in Torah. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim for 40 days after Matan Torah, Moshe learned the entire Torah. Hashem taught Moshe every single aspect of Torah, including any chiddush or any pshat that any Talmud will eventually learn or analyze throughout history. The Medrash says that every day Moshe would learn the entire Torah. But by the next morning, he would forget it. Lamda v'shachach, lamda v'shachach. Hashem would relearn it with him the next day. This went on for 40 days. Incredible. On the 40th day, Moshe's final day in Shemayim, Hashem gave Moshe the entire Torah as a gift. He was zoicha to the ultimate gift, understanding kol haTorah kula. And the question is, why did Moshe have to learn the Torah in such a strange manner? Why was it necessary for him to learn it and forget it, and then receive the Torah as a gift? And Rav Palm says something very powerful. We can derive an important lesson from this Medrash. Torah belongs to every single Jew in Klal Yisrael. Every single person, every single child must be given an equal chance to learn Torah. Very often a weak student is simply not motivated to learn, and they may rationalize, why should I even try? I won't remember anything anyways. We tell them, don't give up. Keep on trying again and again, and eventually the floodgates will open up, and Hashem will reward you for all your efforts, and He will give it to you as a gift. If it took Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days, why should we ever lose hope? And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.